Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
We're someone getting I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe.
Of the town to your foes and your friends, so push it along. Trails we blaze, don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fists before we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic, so low key that you probably missed it, but yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up, squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool out breed. The cool out to the music, cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things, like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work, or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head, cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher, and after the horns you can check out the cipher.
Sideways, but competition them must come straight way. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Pfeiffer really kick it? Some even wanna diss me, but why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it Capri makes tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so to die I give thanks. Collect my banks, listen to Shabaranks. I sing and chat, I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back. I take off my hat to other crews that tend to rock, but the low end theory's here. It's time to wreck shop. I got tip and shot, so whom shall I fear? Stop, look and listen, but please don't stare. Say jet to the store and buy the LP or drive RCA, cassettes and CDs, produced and arranged by the four-man crew. And oh shit, Skef and Slim, he gets props too. Make sure you have a system with some fat house speakers so the new shit can rock from Boston, Massapequa. Cause where I come from, quality is job one, and everybody up on me to know we get the job done. So peace to that crew, and peace to this crew. Bring on the tour, we'll see you at a theater nearest you.
Hey yo, but wait, back it up, easy, back it up. Please let the abstract embellish on the cut. Back and forth just like a cameo song. If you dig this joint, then please come dance along to the music, cause it's done just for the mind. Now I gotta scat and get mine. Underline the jazz. The what? The jazz to move that ass, for the chop originates that feeling up his ass. It's a universal sound. Bless the rappers on the ground in the 1-6 below. You didn't have to go. Some say that I'm a sensei cause I once had an orgy, and sometimes for breakfast I eat grits and porgies. If this is a stinker, then call me a slug, I ask. Now check it out, all my peoples in Queens, you don't stop. Now all my peoples in Brooklyn, you don't stop. And all my peoples uptown, you don't stop. That includes the Bronx and Harlem, you don't stop. Now to that girl Rommel, you don't stop. I said because ladies first, you don't stop. And to the JBs, you don't stop. And De La Soul, you don't stop. And to my brand new beginnings, you don't stop. And to my leaders of the new, you don't stop. And to my man, Lost Professor, you don't stop. Rock for the beat, you don't stop. Everybody in the place, you don't stop. You keep it on to the rhythm, you don't stop. And last but not least, on the short shot, it's the Zulu Nation.
Hi, this is the Rhythm Method. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. We're back. It's a duo this week.
Mm-hmm. Better together.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, we hope you're having a wonderful Sunday so far. This Sunday has been a tad difficult for me.
E, lay it down. What ails you?
What ails me? Well, Jules, let me tell it to you straight. I got a 2-minute noir film that I need to write, shoot, edit, and produce and direct and maybe even act in, and that's due soon, and I haven't started it.
Now, are you thinking black and white for this? Is there a vision?
I wish. The only vision is the vision of a man sitting at a desk, and there's light streaming in the window, and also fog, because I have a fog machine. That's the only vision.
Mm-hmm. And that was a hand-me-down fog machine.
That was a found fog. That was a found fog machine.
I bet.
Thank you, 15 Whitman.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
That's not where we live.
We don't live there. But I think the idea that you were sort of handed a fog machine could also be a parallel to how your idea for a noir film will also be handed to you through the fog.
I like that. That's a good close reading of that situation, Jules.
Yeah, I've never been in a Lee Edelman class, but I feel as though pretty much everybody I know has.
Damn, so. Jules, that was witty. That made me giggle. Now, would you like to hear what we played? Dear listeners, would you like to hear what we played? Well, I started off the show with a song by the Cocteau Twins. I'm not really sure how to pronounce the name of the song. What do you think, Jules?
I think... Oh, gosh.
Fatsa Politic?
Yeah, I'm gonna... That's my bet.
Yeah, that's my bet off the album Heaven or Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song.
After that was Les Scenes with Grind, which is Chaz Bundyke or Bundick. He's Torrey Moi. It's his other project. Really great. Probably my favorite stuff as of lately. Art from the summer would be Les Scenes.
Some golden new stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Continue.
Okay. Well, Jules, one thing we do on this show, I don't know if you noticed, is we support each other when we blunder with our words.
Oh, you mean just then? Mm-hmm. That now? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go back and support me better? Are we doing a live therapy session? Right, yeah. Elizabeth,
how does it make
it disappointed
you feel?
Me. When I started blabbing.
I promise I will make an effort in the future to support anything you say live on air.
Wow. These I statements, stick around if you want to have a little bit of empathy training.
Yeah, or call in. Do you have a problem? We could help you, maybe.
You know what? I feel like, what's it called? Oh, gosh. When you gave advice.
On air?
No, unsolicited. That's the word.
Would you like unsolicited advice? The Rhythm Method can help you out. I played I'll Come Running by Brian Eno next. I love that song because that song sounds like feet running on pavement. And if you don't think that's cool, you're wrong.
Oh, wow. The shoe song.
The shoe song. That's what Jules called it. Another time when she didn't support me on air.
Oh, God. After that was Jazz We've Got by A Tribe Called Quest off of the Low End Theory.
Mm-hmm.
We got the jazz.
Mm-hmm.
We got it.
We do. We got it on the Rhythm Method.
True. Stick around. It's going to be a lot more music.
Mm-hmm. And a lot more chit-chat.
Lock and load.
Lock and load.
Lock and
Let's
load.
Let's roll, baby. All right. You got something?
Oh, is it me?
Oh. Mm-mm. It's me. I have something.
Here we go.
And if it's ever gonna happen, so as I'm standing at the station, it might be over soon.
feeling, just put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what you're trying to do?
Tell me what you're trying to do.
24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe, so bare. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what you're trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air.
Hanging up this time, I ain't giving up tonight. Even if you walk around as though you think you're right, at your worst I still believe it's worth the fight.
Hello, welcome back. Just a reminder, this is The Rhythm Method, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. You just heard Shut Up and Kiss Me by Angel Olsen off of her new album, My Woman. Great song. Before that, I actually can't tell you what we heard. I know it was by someone named Bruno Mars. This is someone that the youth listen to. I don't know about this.
It's so
but
good.
But Jules knows about it, and she played the song, and it was good.
It makes me want... Hold on, let me get on. Makes me want to dance.
Here she is to tell you all about it and what Bruno Mars is.
This Bruno Mars character came on the music scene. I feel like it's sort of far-fetched, but I feel like I'm explaining Elvis to my grandma.
I don't think that's far-fetched at all, dear.
Actually, my grandma probably taught me about Elvis.
That's probably correct.
Much like...
Yes.
Anyway, that song is 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars. Very catchy. There's a good drop in there. A funny sort of music video that goes with it. Las Vegas themed. Heaven or Las Vegas
themed.
Bringing that back to the Cockatoo Twins.
Oh, full circle. Yes, well, on the show today, there's been a theme that we haven't actually put in words until now, and that theme is down with capitalism, comma, season of change.
That's it.
So we'd like to welcome you to the show. Now we have a real theme. Mm-hmm. Before that song by Mr. Mars, I played 22 Over Soon, with the O's being replaced by infinity signs. Don't worry, I also hate that. But I think the song's kind of interesting.
Wow. I feel like that's...
Oh, it's also... It's by Bon Iver. Off his new album. Or their new album, rather. It's a band. Mm-hmm. The album's called 22, a Million.
Tell me about that.
Well, here's the thing. I think that... Here are some of the song names. 666, upside down T. 8, parentheses, a circle. Underscore, 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 45, underscore, underscore, underscore. I think this is a joke. I think it's making fun of what hip culture has come to.
Mm.
I couldn't say for sure, but I do think it's really cool, the album. It also takes me back to being 12 or 13 and discovering Bon Iver and feeling rather pleased with myself and the depth of my personhood.
Oh, wow.
So...
There's I feel like
too.
12 or 13 is also the age when you're doing math like that with lots of underscore T's and like, you know, CPCTC, like square root 90 million, it's 39.
I think you're right. I think you're right. The square root of 90 million is 39.
I forgot to carry the one.
It's long division.
Right,
and of course you have to square it, but...
Mm-hmm. Right.
So anyways, what did we play before that?
Before that, I played Strut Time by Fred Anderson off of From the River to the Ocean. Some tunes from some Chicago musicians right there.
That was quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Cut that short. That's actually 22 minutes. You should definitely listen to it if you have the time.
Mm-hmm. You might want to sit down with a cup of coffee for that one, or maybe take it on a walk.
Yeah, that's definitely walking music.
Mm-hmm.
Plus... If you know what? It's really nice right now. If you're listening right now and this show is giving you light, perhaps cue that up on your mini computer. Put that in your pocket. Go on a little strut.
Take that light with you.
You played one?
I think I played Ooh La La by Wunderbar.
That's it.
Yeah, they played at Tufts. And they were really good. I enjoyed listening to them. I don't like that song. It's peppy.
It is peppy. Off of Gawk.
Off of Gawk. Now, we do have some information to give to the general public during our radio hour.
Hear ye. Blackout emergency preparedness PSA.
This is important.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it... Wait, hold on. That's not the way I want it tonally. Ready? If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week?
Do you have Ziplocs? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's already another emergency going on. What if you cause a fire during a fire? This has been a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
There you have it, folks.
There you have it. Don't start fires during fires, because that's the worst time.
I feel like...
How will they know which fire to put out first?
Ooh, there's got to be a hierarchy.
Yeah.
That's probably based on some problematic...
Mm-hmm.
Bureaucratic...
Fireman's
codes. Dogmatic...
those dogmatic fireman's codes.
I also feel, I feel like power outage stuff, I feel like that is the future in terms of warfare. Like, people aren't...
Oh, we're screwed. I mean, by 2050, we're going to run out of water. So I'm hoping I... Really, I'm hoping I die next semester because I'll be abroad in Europe, and I figure that's the peak time. I'll have experienced all that my life can experience in Europe, and I'll pass, and I'll never have to get to 2050 when we run out of water.
Wow. Got a lot of life to live these next few weeks, my friend.
That's correct. Yep, gotta cram in a lot. Gotta cram in a lot.
And I have a midterm.
This sucks.
All right, up next, a little bit of Kanye West.
Wait,
I'm just kidding.
No. Please support me in this. I need to give two shout-outs.
Right.
They're both to my mom. The first one is to my parents because they're celebrating their wedding anniversary today, which is very sweet. I think they've been married like 23 years. I'm not quite sure. They count it double because both of them work at home and therefore spend all their time together. So that. And secondly, another shout-out to my mom. I just got a text from her saying, "Can you call me about the charges on your visa? I would like to know what they are."
Oh, man.
So, here we go. This one's for you, Mom.
Wow. Hey, happy anniversary, you two. Sorry, I kind of made fun of that at first.
It's all right.
Wow, that's actually kind of crazy. Just like a full person of years between...
A full person of years. I'm the person.
Strange.
All right.
On that note.
Listen up.
Young Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot. Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water. Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water. I just wanna feel liberated, I know. I just wanna feel liberated, this model, and she just bleached her t-shirt. So I was tired when I met her. We was down at Tribeca. She get under your skin if you let her. She get under your skin. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to say nothing. Everybody gonna say something. I'll be worried if they say nothing. Remind me where I know you from. She looking like she owe you something. You know just what we want. I wanna wake up with you in the morning. Get a sunflower on in the water. Beautiful morning. Get a sunflower morning, babe. Nothing in the water. I just wanna feel liberated.
Well, well, well. We just received a call from a very special caller, area code 917.
A certain special
Gabe Jacobs.
Gabe Jacobs.
That's right. Because I'm a permanent guest on my own show, I, of course, don't know how to put the phone on air, and therefore just talked to Gabe. But he was very lovely. It was nice to hear his voice, and he told us to keep rocking. So Gabe. Thank you, Gabe. Thanks for calling
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Gabe.
Thanks for listening. And you just heard Brother, the demo by Mac DeMarco.
Salad Days.
And what about before that?
Fodder Stretch My Hands Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Fodder, FODDER.
Mm.